This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Major League Baseball season wraps up this evening with a couple of one-game playoffs to determine who will win the National League Central and National League West. As always in baseball, pitching is key. And listen to this story about the weird economics of getting good pitching. It's from Marketplace's Andy Euler.
For more than a century, the main question baseball fans have asked about any given game was, who's pitching? But Jason Stark, a senior writer at the online sports site The Athletic, says times have changed.
If you're asking who's pitching tonight, and the answer is everybody, it's not the same product.
He says there's a new strategy to win games. Your starting pitcher doesn't have to go deep into the game if you have a bunch of great arms in the bullpen, ready to pitch to a batter or two at a time.
It's a window into the thinking inside front offices.
And for relief pitchers, the new strategy is translating into much higher salaries. Take the New York Yankees. I'm sure their highest paid player is Giancarlo Stanton, a home run hitting outfielder.
But number 4 and 5 on your highest paid players on that roster are Aroldis Chapman and David Robertson, two relievers.
Eric Fisher writes about baseball for the Sports Business Journal.
There's no question we're seeing GMs continue to value bullpen arms more and more.
These days, starting pitchers who pitch into the fifth inning are something of a rarity. But the Tampa Bay Rays have taken the bullpen strategy to an extreme. For much of the season, the Rays would have a starter pitch an inning or two, only to be replaced with another pitcher. Fisher says baseball general managers don't think of pitchers in specified roles much anymore. That means starters and closers aren't the only ones getting paid a lot these days.
Those middle relievers, where that used to be a minimum salary, $1 million, $2 million kind of guy, they're very frequently mid-seven figures now. So even those non-closer roles are being elevated more. There's no question.
The new strategy also means more breaks from the action for pitching changes, which means more commercials for TV viewers. Game attendance is down about 4% this year, and although TV ratings are up in some regions, the league is worried about losing fans because games take too long. Jason Stark at The Athletic says it's down to a simple choice.
Baseball strategy versus entertainment strategy, which is more important?
Owners and league officials hope the two strategies don't have to be mutually exclusive. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.